So who's ready to eat? Ready? Some more spiritual food? Should we come to church that way? Like ready to eat? Ready to eat? Yeah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. But we want to move when you move. We want to think with you. Please put an arrow and a quiver in our quiver, a sharp edge on our sword, shoes on our feet, so we have hinds feet like deer to be on high places, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I was thinking about, the message last week and something John just said. Message last week was based on Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came. And John 20:21 says, as the Father sent me, I send you. So he came. And we should come to somebody, right? And Mark 16:15, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So in order to come, we have to go. And sometimes it's work. John 4, pray that to the Father to send laborers, that the fields are white. Don't say they're not white yet. Don't say that. They are white. Don't say they're not white in Culpeper. You know, in a way they're not, but there's some fertile ground somewhere around here. And what I was thinking of is, so we have the authority, right? He gave us the authority because he sent us. He gave us his authority. And then we have the power. In Acts 1:8, he says he'll give us power to be witnesses of him in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And so we have authority and we have power. But what I was thinking of is, let me see if I can read this without my glasses. Acts 16, I believe it was. I thought I'd put this. Acts 16. When Paul, verse 6, he says, now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. I always thought that was really strange. The Holy Spirit, like, stopped them from preaching. But they were going, right? They were going until God told them no. So they stepped out in faith, and they're on their way, and then God's like, no. So then they're like, oh, well, let's go over here. And it says, after they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Well, that door's shut too. So they're going in obedience, right? They're going. And they listen to the Spirit. In Galatians, I think it's 3:2b, it says, did you receive the Spirit by works or by the hearing of faith? Something like, it's faith. And then in Acts, was it 5:32, it says, those who were obedient received the Holy Spirit. So it's this faith obedience. We're trusting God, but we're also being obedient. Faith obedience to hear the Spirit. So Paul's already being, he's trusting God, he's got faith, and he's being obedient by going. And then he realizes the door shut. The Holy Spirit forbid him from going. So you got to totally be open to what God's plan is. Don't think you already have it all figured out, right? Because he heard God. And it made me think of this. We were going to go to Richmond, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had this bad feeling, like, don't go. I was like, just go by faith. And then I had it again, and I was like, God, is that for real? Don't go? And I was like, that can't be. You know, because the formula is you get around Baltimoreans. Don't call them Baltimoreans. Baltimoreans. You get around Baltimoreans or Greater Gracers, whatever you call them. And they're like so anointed, like you sense the Holy Spirit around them and it's like contagious, right? And that's how body life is. When you get around other believers, you have this fellowship, right? And they're already going in faith and you join in faith and this anointing comes on as a group. And I'm like, but that's the formula. And God's like, don't go. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, don't lean on your own understanding, right? It doesn't have to make sense. Just trust God. That door's shut. Don't go today. That's it. End of story. I don't have to tell you the rest of the story. I thought, well, why, God? You know, maybe something great is waiting for us in Culpeper. And we went on just a regular outreach in Culpeper, and it wasn't like, the heavens didn't open, and I didn't lead Billy Graham to the Lord, you know? It's like, so I'm still like, why, Lord? And but I don't need to know, because trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And so that's kind of what I was thinking about. This is 2 Samuel 5:17-25. It says, now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and they heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the Valley of Rephaim. The Valley of Rephaim. Remember that. Here's the Philistines. They deployed themselves in the Valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said, go up, so I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like breaking through of water. Therefore, he called the name of the place Baal Perazim. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. So this is the first victory. David confronts them directly, and he has victory, right? The Philistines, they come to the Valley of Perazim. David goes and fights them. David has victory. Right? There you go. Now, verse 22. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the Valley of Rephaim. Same place. So you got the same enemy, same place. Should get the same victory in the same way, right? It only makes sense. Right? Isn't that how we act as Christians? We said, we did or didn't do this last time. This worked or didn't work last time. Now we have to do it the same way this time in order for it to work or not work, right? Because that's how God worked last time. But no, we have to trust him today. We have to trust him now. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, you shall go up, circle around behind them, and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees, that it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. And the Jews, I think, had a custom, they thought, or whatever, I don't know if custom's the right word, but a tradition or whatever, they thought that this was angels in the top of the mulberry trees making noise, but it was, I think it was the wind. I think it was the Holy Spirit, the Spirit moving those trees. But in any case, until you hear from God, right? Until you hear from God. You hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. So David, he was not just going to do the same thing. What did he realize? He realized he needed God in the first victory, and he needed God if there was going to be a second victory. Even though it was the same enemy, the same place, he was familiar with it. He wasn't familiar with it. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't familiar with it where familiarity breeds contempt. Familiar with it where he took it for granted. Familiar with it in a bad way. And we can get so familiar with walking with God that we can think, if I do it this way, if I sing this song, if I go there, if I do it, it'll be just like it was last time. And we need God now. We need to trust God now, not just like last time. But yeah, just like last time. Last time we trusted him now. So this time we need to trust him now. So in that way, it's just like last time, right? But it's not just like last time. There's no formula to it. And so we learn that fighting the fight is not necessarily by some form. There's not a formula. There's not a rigid program Like, okay, when we were here, we set it up this way. We, you know, we taught these classes. We did it this way. And now we're over here and we're going to do it exactly the same way and it'll work just like it did over there. Maybe God wants you to do a different class or switch it around or whatever. Like, it's not, we just need to trust God. We're listening and we're looking for what God is doing, not for what we're going to do that we presume that we already know what God's doing. God's way, God's purpose, and God's timing are very important. And this is relevant. This is relevant to outreach. Like, you go on outreach, it's not necessarily going to be the same way it was last time. You might knock on a door and get yelled at. I don't like rejection. You might lead the next Billy Graham to the Lord. You know, we're looking for gold. We might find a treasure. But you think gold miners, every time they dug, they found gold? No, you got to keep digging. And so with outreach, we need to just trust God now and just walk by faith. Okay, how about coming to church? It might not be exactly like you expected it. It might not just be like last time. You might get me leading worship. You know, it might not be like last time. But it's okay, because we trust God. We trust God. And it might not be, yeah, you get the point. Raising a family. You know, one kid might not just be like the other, or even the same kid, the same problem might not be the same way to fix it. You got to trust God. And every aspect of life, we need God. And we need, sometimes we go directly. God says, go directly. And sometimes we need to wait until we hear the wind in the mulberry trees. God says, wait, wait on me. When you hear it, don't just wait and say, oh, I'm waiting over here, taking a nap in the Garden of Gethsemane. The wind's blowing and they're sleeping. You know, no, wait on me. And when God's moving, you need to move with God, right? Like, be ready to move, to hear it. And so turn to your neighbor and say, what is he talking about? Trees in the wind. Wind in the trees. What does that mean? Wind in the trees. Turn to your neighbor and just have a short discussion on that. Go ahead. So at first God said, attack him directly, and then he said, go wait till you hear my voice. So God wants us to trust him now, like now, today, like right, what's today's date? The 14th at 11:43, you know, 2022. He wants us to trust him right now, and it's a good time to trust him now. You know, he's the God of right now. He is. And he's the God who was and who is and who is to come. And so, like, think about, he's the God who was. We have milestones from our past to strengthen us, right? In our own testimonies, we hear testimonies of other people. We read old testimonies of some missionary or something, and it strengthens us. But when does it strengthen us? Now, right? And also, so we trust God with our past, and God got us through. But we also say we have tons of problems in our past, and God has, like, somehow brought us out of that. We trust God with the problems, too. They might be looming, or they might come back and bother us. We trust God with that. And but when do we trust him? Now. So he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's our future, and our future is in his hands, but when do we trust him with our future? Now. Trust him with our future now. He was and is to come, but we trust him now with our future. Faith is not in the past or in the future. I mean, it was and it will be, but now it's now. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is. Faith is. And, you know, in Ecclesiastes, it gives all these times. Like whenever I'm like tilling the garden, I'm like, I'm growing rocks. I got all the rocks out of this garden for 10 years and I'm still growing rocks. You know, it's like I'm getting rocks out. And then I remember one time I gave a bunch of rocks to my neighbor to put on her hill. And then I needed rocks for a project. I didn't have any rocks. There's a time to gather stones and a time to throw them away. It is so true, right? You know, and in our life, there's a time to step up to the battle and there's a time to wait or even step down sometimes. You know, there's a time and there's a season for these things. So seasons, there can even be a season of prayer where like for a whole season, you're like really into prayer. And it's like how God's moving. There can be a season of studying, a season of suffering. Can be a season for that. But we got to like be in tune with God's now. We need to recognize the wind and the mulberry trees, or even recognize when we need to recognize it. The first battle, they didn't need to recognize it, right? He's just like, go. Okay, we go. We're going by faith. He gives it to us. The second one, he's like, wait. So we need to recognize when to go and when to wait. The seasons... it could be a season that God is doing a new thing, which would be now, a season to teach me quietness or to control my tongue. How many people have had seasons like that? Seems like every time you turn around, you're putting your foot in your mouth, and God's just saying, you need to control your tongue. You need to control your tongue. And then it's like God's just talking to you, and then you get kind of broken, right? And you think you're trying to control your tongue, you just got to be led by the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of your flesh, because otherwise your foot's in your mouth. And a season to help me be a hearer, and not just with speech, but in my heart, quietness in my heart, not just with my mouth. Sometimes you can speak with your mouth and still have quietness in your heart or a peace. A season to use the sword. And to speak and shout it from the rooftops. Sometimes you need to speak. And God's telling you, speak up. Stand up and say something now. And that there could be a season for that, just to teach you that. A season of more worship. If we don't worship, the rocks will cry out. You know, and when does the season change? We wake up and it's fall. And we're continuing to go out without a jacket, right? It's fall already. It's not fall. Today's a good day to say that because the weather's been changing a little bit. But pretty soon it will be that way. We'll walk out, think the weather's nice, and not have a jacket, right? We need to be in tune with the season of God and be like, God, do I need a jacket? You know, what season is this? What season is this? Circumstances. One day you will stand before King Agrippa, and he will give you an answer. And Paul did that, and God gave him an answer. One day you'll be in prison, and don't be discouraged. You know what season it is. It's the season to write a letter to the Ephesians. That's the season. You know, write that letter. And so now could be the season for you to visit that person. That anybody ever have somebody that's been on your heart and you just haven't visited them? You keep thinking about them, then you forget to visit them? Well, go, now's the season to start doing that. Make that call or get on that blog or maybe not. Maybe you've been making too many calls. Maybe now's the season to wait. To wait till you hear the wind in the mulberry trees and just give them some time. Give them some time. Quit hounding them. And so we're always doing these things. We're walking with God and doing things, but we can't be familiar in a bad way with them. And we need to be yoked to him and sometimes go around in a different way. Forgive. Give money. Can you become familiar with giving money? Yeah. It's something I do. How about worship God when you give your money? Like, worship him. Speak. Be quiet. Hear the wind now. There's going to be a time to physically die. And we trust God now for that moment in the future, right? trust God now for the future, but we're trusting him now. And then, so one day, or even today, we say, death, where's your sting? Every day we say, death, where's your sting? God's with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, right? And we can say that today, now, and we trust God in the future that he'll give us the same heart in the future. And so we trust God now. Anybody ever play that game, are we here yet? Of course we're here. And now we're here. And now we're here. And now we're here. Ha ha, isn't that funny? And so we trust God now. And we trust God now. And we trust God now. That's how we trust God, right? Moment by moment. A lot of little moments we're trusting him moment by moment. And so we can't approach every situation the same way. And we can't approach the same situations the same way. We need to trust God for those too. And we need direction from God. Say you used a firm word with somebody and they received it. So the next time, you don't necessarily use a firm word with them. Maybe God would have you use a gentle word with them. Or maybe God would have you not say anything. Let somebody else talk to them. You know, who knows? God knows. We need to just trust him. So when Moses said, who shall I say sent me? God said, tell them that I am sent you. Right? I am. He is. And that's how faith is. Faith is. Faith is. It's like now, but it's also eternal. When we trust him now, we're actually entering into the eternal mindset with God. We're trusting him, and we're entering in like outside of time, but it's now. We have to trust him now. And he just wants us to be humble and broken before him. And let's make sure that God is our expectation. Like we're trusting God. And where is God? And what is God doing? Like, that's what we want. And everybody knows Matthew 4:4, right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And where that comes from. Like, when manna came from heaven, God said, okay, just gather enough for one day, right? And so they need to trust God now. One day is all you need. He'll provide your needs tomorrow, right? Just trust God now. So that somebody decided to not lean, to lean on their own understanding, right? Their own understanding said, hey, let's stock up. God said only take enough for now. But look at all this stuff. Let's stock up. So they stocked it up, and it grew moldy and had worms, and it stunk and rotted. And they're like, oh, that didn't work. That wasn't good. Okay, now I got it. Now I got God figured out, right? So then on the sixth day, God said, gather enough for 2 days, because the seventh day was the Sabbath. And the people that trusted God now gathered enough for 2 days. Maybe they weren't the ones. Maybe they switched. You know, maybe the ones they didn't trust God before, now they're trusting God now. But when you trust God now, so the ones who only gathered enough for one day, they were sorry because there wasn't anything the next day, because God said gather enough for 2 days. And so not only do we think we know because it worked last time, this is how God worked last time, we think we know because this is how God didn't work last time. It didn't work. When we tried that, it didn't work. But no, it's not about whether this process worked or didn't work. It's about trusting God now. It's not about the process. It's not about whether you did things a certain way or had a formula or whatever. If we trust God, then God will lead us in whatever processes we need to have. And sometimes he'll lead us to change the process. And so, but I don't understand. That's right. You don't understand. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. And so listen for the wind in the mulberry trees when he tells you to listen for it. So that's the message. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. If there's anybody here who's never trusted God as their Savior, Today is the day. Now is the time to trust him. Just trust God. Call on the name of the Lord. Say, Jesus, save me. I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead to pay for my sins. Save me. And in Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to hook up a microphone downstairs, and Alan Boxley can bless the food downstairs. Make sure that microphone works. So we have a special surprise, I hope. I haven't heard from him, but Daniel, Jesse is in Maine. So Daniel is in Richmond, and he and Akansha and another girl are in Richmond. They're doing service from 10:30 to 11:30. They said they'll come up and join us for lunch. So maybe we can give him a microphone and get a testimony or two out of him. And then also there's a friend of ours who he's Romanian, and he actually he used to be Baptist, and then he joined Greater Grace. But anyway, they were in he had a church in Romania, and then he had a church in England, and the church in England was all Romanians. And his son got cancer, and he ended up coming to the United States for cancer treatment for his son. And then now there's an English guy with a very British accent that pastors the Romanian church in London. But Pastor Raul is, he's taking his kid up to camp in Pennsylvania, and he's going to spend the night at our house. So I told him, if you get here early, you can have lunch with us. So if he gets here early, I'm going to give the microphone to him too. So it could be real fun. But or maybe we'll just eat. Who knows? We'll just trust God now, right? Amen.